Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What kind of gear our cops can use? The President of the United States just reversed those.
And could we be hearing more from Sheriff Joe? He may not be done. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump heads to Texas today to see the damage for himself.
Every asset at my command is at the disposal of local officials.
That means U.S. military units from other states that might be sent in, especially as fresh water supplies get low and support is needed a few days into the disaster. Of course, FEMA is helping coordinate what federal assets are there now, including Coast Guard rescue units. The president heads to Corpus Christi, delivering, as presidents do, the direct message that those suffering are not being forgotten.
To ensure that you're receiving full support and cooperation from the federal government. And on Saturday, we think we're going back to Texas and also going to Louisiana.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Mandatory evacuations continue in the Houston area as torrents of rain continue to fall in the city. And meteorologist Tom Sater says Tropical Storm Harvey is actually expected to regain strength tomorrow.
It's going to pick up speed, but not until after it drops another 10, 20, 25 inches. This time it's north of Houston. It's east of Houston. More resources are going to be needed. More rescues in this region. Then it extends to the north.
Volunteers, meanwhile, are trying to find more shelters for people to go to. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is calling a North Korean missile that flew over Japan a most serious and grave threat.
It seems to indicate that this was an intentional flight path, flying it over a key U.S. ally and putting it down in the Pacific Ocean after being in the air for around 15 minutes or so, according to Japanese officials, but not sending that missile down towards Guam, which would have been highly provocative, even more provocative than this test, something that President Trump really has called a red line.
Correspondent Will Ripley. If you live along the Purple Line route in Montgomery or Prince George's County, don't be surprised to see some construction equipment soon.
Yes, it's actually happening.
Construction will start right now.
Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron says they're visiting homes and businesses that'll be impacted by Purple Line construction, some that'll have to be demolished entirely.
That process will produce the correct value for the properties that will have to be taken.
The line's opponents say no irreversible construction, like taking down buildings, should happen before the court case is finalized. Governor Larry Hogan not listening as he sits in the cab of an excavator demolishing a shed. Ron says the tentative opening is still 2022.
We are hopeful that we can continue on that, but it's not certain.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Someone left racist, Nazi, Confederate, and Ku Klux Klan symbols on the front doors of a church in Dumfries. A sign taped to the doors also had a slur against African Americans written on it and a note with swastika drawings and the words, "The Fourth Reich." The University of Maryland Marching Band will temporarily at least stop playing the state song Maryland, My Maryland. What does the governor think?
UMD's band used to play the state song prior to football games, but not this season. School officials say they're temporarily suspending the playing of Maryland, My Maryland to evaluate if it's consistent with the values of the school. When Governor Larry Hogan was asked about it Monday afternoon, he said he was unaware of the school's decision, but says the tune has been a point of debate before and likely will be again.
It came up in the legislature last year. The legislature chose not to do anything about it, but I'm sure they'll be discussing it again this year.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,808, the Nasdaq at 62,83. Sports, Max Scherzer returns from the DL and leads the Nats to a win over Miami. The Orioles win their fifth in a row, beating the Mariners. WNBA, the Mystics host Connecticut tonight. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush.
Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
where Washington comes to talk.
Listen up, homeowners. Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your home's value, and save you a ton of money this holiday weekend. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek will give you an additional 5% off every window on top of their incredible September sale for all appointments this Labor Day weekend. But you need to call now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek builds super efficient windows specifically for the mid-Atlantic climate and just for your home in their local factory. They eliminate the middleman and are totally accountable to you, giving you peace of mind. This holiday weekend offer is only valid for appointments this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and appointments are first come, first served. Call 855-57-CREEK now to schedule your appointment for these incredible savings. That's 855-57-CREEK, and hurry, appointments are filling up fast.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, no surprise. We see a lot of volume early this morning due to the weather conditions, so allow plenty of extra time and braking distance, too, as you head out and about. 395. Now, this has been very slow from near the Pentagon, just not only the main lines, but even the HOV Express line getting into town. So crews are checking in the area of Main Avenue, coming across the Case Bridge on 395. So watch, like I said, an unusual slowdown here again over the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295 southbound past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Focusing right near Pennsylvania Avenue, reports of a crash in that stretch on I-95 in Stafford. Earlier was broken down near Centerport Parkway. That's been cleared. Now the heavy volume extends up toward Aquia, over the Occoquan, below speed. Maryland, in case you missed it, Route 1 in Elkridge will be shut down through the rush hour. Dump truck brought down utility pole and wires. Route 1 closed each direction at Route 100. Options I-95, 29, BW Parkway. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. And to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy with periods of rain. Could be heavy at times for today. High around 70 with a gusty northeast wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Precipitation winding down this evening. Some clearing late, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Leesburg, 62 in Greenbelt, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Move over Texas, Louisiana. Now braces for Harvey's rains, too. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning at 7:15. Michael Oslin from the Hoover Institute will be joining us to discuss North Korea firing yet another missile yesterday. At 7:35, Dan Bongino with us. Should the police be getting surplus military gear? I think we're going to talk about that coming up. At 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz with us from the Fairfax County School Board. There's a special election today there. And at 8:35, Roy Spencer, former NASA scientist, to discuss the climate, and Hurricane Harvey are the two related. It is 6:08 on WMAL, and I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais. Rainy
yes,
day
you
today,
are.
Vince.
Yes,
rainy
I am, day. And thank you. Yes, it is raining. So stay dry to the extent that you can. So the Trump administration has announced yesterday that it's going to be reversing a 2015 order by President Obama that surplus military gear stop going to police organizations, to the cops. Here's Jeff Sessions announcing it yesterday before the Fraternal Order of Police.
He is rescinding restrictions from the prior administration that limited your agency's ability to get equipment through federal programs, including life-saving gear.
That's right. So you had Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014 was what triggered a bunch of protests. And there was, you know, some heavy armed police presence there. And President Obama, in reaction to that, said the following: "We've seen how militarized gear can sometimes give people a feeling like they're an occupying force. An occupying force." So he rescinded it. President Trump decided that he was going to change that. More than $5 billion in surplus gear has been funneled in the past to law enforcement agencies. It was a program developed in the 90s. And when President Obama put in his ban, he prohibited transfers of things like weaponized vehicles, certain large caliber ammunition, and other equipment. He also added a few restrictions on transferring some weapons and devices, explosives, and then battering rams, riot helmets, and shields, which seem like, why would you even stop those from going to cops? I mean, if you're going to have SWAT gear, that kind of falls like well within the lines of what you consider SWAT gear. You know, there's some bipartisan consensus on this, which is to say that libertarians and liberals, by and large, kind of agree that we shouldn't overly militarize our police forces, that cops are supposed to be civil servants. They're supposed to be people that serve in our community, serve us. They should not be a heavily armed presence. They should look nothing like a soldier or a Marine deploying into a battle zone. So there is some agreement on that. But I'm kind of the opinion that, you know, the left, especially these Antifa types, anti-fascists is what they call themselves, these black bloc protesters who've been committing acts of violence, who've went to Berkeley, 13 of them arrested, committing violence against Trump supporters in Boston, committing violence against Trump supporters in Charlottesville, committing violence against some of these white nationalists, for instance, in Berkeley, yet again, setting fire to things, committing arson, knocking things over, destroying property, badly injuring people. There's violence on the streets, and what we're seeing in a lot of cases is the cops kind of being ordered to stand by the side and to let it settle out. Let them fight it out first, almost as if it's a hockey fight. Yeah, we'll just wait this thing out. As soon as you guys are done throwing fists, we'll just put everybody in the penalty box. But these guys seem to be creating a predicate for all of this, a predicate for President Trump making this reversal. If you don't want to see the cops militarized, stop giving them a pretext to militarize. Stop giving them a rationale by which they're going to need equipment like this in order to defend themselves as the streets in the United States seem to grow increasingly violent. So where are you on this? Are you for the cops being more militarized, being a stronger presence? Many, many conservatives aren't. Or do you think that this is an unfortunate necessity as these liberal protesters, as these really, and what some people are calling anarcho-communists, people who are straight-up anarchists in some case, are going out and wreaking havoc on our city streets, destroying even in Washington, D.C. Look at all the property damage committed on Inauguration Day here in Washington, D.C. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Like you, I have very mixed emotions about this. The libertarian in me does not like to see police using military-style weapons. I don't like it. However, I was watching videos yesterday of some of these pro-fascists, absolute fascists, who were beating up a father and his 14-year-old son. And the father's like, why are you beating me up? Like, why are you attacking us? And they went after them just because that's what they do. They have become thugs for hire. That's exactly what they are. And I personally think they're out of control. I think that this monster has been created by the left, been funded by the left. When you see these ads for protesters, we'll pay you $25 to show up, do whatever. And as you said, police in a lot of these places, especially like Berkeley, sat on the sidelines. And on the other hand, I can't blame cops for not wanting to get involved in this. These people are armed and they're out of control. So I kind of get it.
This is one of those situations, though, where a lot of these times these cops, including in Berkeley, I think, are often, it's not the rank and file cops who are deciding not to engage. They're being told not to. These are leadership questions rather than simply these police officers making an individual decision not to engage.
Absolutely. And we saw that from the leaked Charlottesville memo that came out, where one of the council members, or I think it was the mayor, put out on his Facebook page that, listen, I was told that I was not welcome in the command center. I was barred from the command center. So you do see, I think you're right, some of this coming from the higher-ups. Just let them duke it out. Let them fight for it. And I can't blame the police also for just being tired of having to break up fights with these people. Let the other side just beat the heck out of them and do our job for us. But I do understand, though, why you want your police officers to be well protected. Like you said, shields, helmets, why not?
Okay, the president of the United States giving military equipment now to the cops yet again after the former president, President Obama, stopped that program. Brian and Alexandria, good morning. You're first up here on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think of this?
Howdy. So I'm opposed for one reason, and I'm kind of waiting to get my hands on those surplus M9s. So kind of don't want them going into...
this is hilarious. So you're opposed to it because you're upset that the market for M9s is now all sort of contorted. The government's giving them away to the police, whereas you would like to buy them from the federal government.
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea how nice it would be to get a cheap 9mm. But that said, with like the riot police and whatnot, you ought to take a page out of the French riot police's playbook. The way they train and gear up their guys, because, you know, rioting is a national pastime in France.
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean, they first off look terrifying, and then add in the fact that they just don't play around, and... you come to cause trouble, they're going to kick your teeth in.
Yes, true. All right, well, Brian, the only thing I can say to you is good luck on your search for an M9. I really, really give you a lot of luck there, and hopefully the market's not as expensive as it seems it's about to become. More from you in just a second on this military surplus. Do you think that this equipment should be going to the cops? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, everyone around the region, prepare for extra time with the rain and road spray. On Interstate 95, we'll start Maryland. Just a bit of volume southbound as you merge on through to the Beltway. Northbound, an unusual backup in the Calverton area, just north of 212 before you get to the ICC. One lane was getting by, incident involving a tractor trailer. On Route 1 in Elk Ridge, Howard County crews are saying this is going to be closed through the morning rush hour, at least until noon. Route 1 each direction between Route 100 and Troy Hill Road. So start planning for the alternates there. I-95, BW Parkway. On 270, it's just been about the volume. Thank goodness, Urbana down to Hyattstown, but very heavy as expected. Very heavy, 395 almost back near Washington Boulevard now. Cross the 14th Street Bridge, both the main and the HOV lanes. Crews again going out to inspect and see if there's something going on in that area. So keep alert. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, lots of rain, chance of rain 100%. It's going to be gusty. Winds northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. High today around 70. And look for rainfall between 1 to 2 inches. Tonight, cloudy, early partial clearing later. Slight chance of a rain shower, windy, low of 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high near 80. Currently in our nation's capital, we are at 65 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
All right, the President of the United States yesterday... And Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing that they're going to open up military surplus gear yet again to the nation's police forces, providing them with all sorts of things after President Obama got rid of that program in 2015, suspended it. So what do you make of this? You know, the libertarians, the liberals, by and large, are kind of agree that we shouldn't militarize our police. Yet there seems to be a big rationale developing in the United States as these and mostly anarchy-based protesters, these Antifa, as they call themselves, continue to wreak havoc on American cities and creating a tremendous rationale for cops to have some recourse into dealing with them. Let's go to David, who's in Maryland this morning. David, you're next up here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Let's see. This has all been done before. You can read some excellent books like The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler by John Collins. And it's a painful read, but Mein Kampf by Hitler. The left always tells us what they're going to do, and then they execute their plan. And in the 1920s and 30s, Adolf Hitler had the brown shirts, the stormtroopers, and they did exactly the same battle plan. The only thing we're missing is a charismatic leader for the left to rally behind. And actually, the left and the right are actually, they're the same side of the, two sides of the same coin. It's just who's in charge, calling who.
Gotcha, David. Thank you. Breaking down what he sees as Antifa continues to develop in the country. Talking about these militarizing cops, let's go to Ed in Alexandria. What do you make of all this, sir?
Well, I spent 6 years at the D.C. Army National Guard, moving from District 6 to
72 during all the riots and so forth. I find that any protection that police can get out there would be welcomed. Believe me, I've been in it. I know what it's all about. We were under attack by the Weather Underground and a number of different protesting groups and so forth, and there's no way to really protect yourself unless you have the right equipment to do it.
How important is that for your psychology as a law enforcement officer that you sort of just are wearing enough gear to like keep you not vulnerable to the extent that you can?
Well, you need the protection because these people out there today, they're way further past what they were back in the 60s and 70s. They're carrying weapons. They're carrying all kinds of items to injure as many people as they possibly can. And on top of it, they're being paid to do so.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ed is a good example of this. You know, a lot of these guys are walking out there like it's this cosplay, like they're at just like some sort of convention holding fake lightsabers and sticks and shields and stuff. But you actually had, there's a video that was going around over the weekend, a white supremacist firing a gun into a crowd. He picks up a pistol and he unloads. And the cops are standing there as this happens and don't even move. And I don't know if they just didn't see it or what, but it's unbelievable footage to see and highly suggestive that the cops need to be prepared for truly crazy people with dangerous weapons.
First of all, the police officers need to be able to do their job. It's just like, you know, retention on the military out there and then, you know, trying to pick out targets they will and won't do. But until we restore some law and order in the country and stop these kind of actions from happening, it's just going to get further and further out of control.
Ed, thank you very much. Let's go to Chip, who's in Manassas. Chip's also a former law enforcement. Chip, good morning, sir. What's your reaction here?
Morning. I'm okay with this. I've got a firsthand in seeing what some of the equipment that's used. And I know brothers and sisters, I still consider them brothers and sisters, they are not out here to trample one's rights. They're out here to do a job. And if the bad guy ups the ante, the law enforcement needs to be able to meet or exceed that.
Yeah. I mean, boy, aren't they creating a rationale for this? Even if you disagree with it, as you see this, you're like, well, you at least need the cops to go shot for shot with some of these protesters who are getting out of hand here. Let's go to Jim in Manassas. You're up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I don't like seeing what's happening here with this militarization, but it really is a sign of the times. You know, it's like Sheriff Joe, he gets lambasted for simply enforcing the law. It's not his fault that the majority of people who sneak into the United States illegally are Hispanic. It's not his fault. He's got to enforce the law. And Trump, you know, he got elected because he positioned himself as a law enforcement, you know, rule of law president.
Yep, and he sees this as an opportunity to arm the cops in order to maintain that order. We'll continue with you in just a moment here. 622 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Chris Grisafi. We have an incredibly important special election coming up on Tuesday, August 29th. Our public schools are the centerpiece of our communities. They prepare our children for successful futures and bring us together as neighbors. With one of the most respected school systems in the country, we can't afford a board who places their own social and political agendas ahead of our children's education. It's time to bring back practical decision-making and common-sense solutions. I've heard you, I will listen to you, and I need your vote on August 29th to protect excellence in our schools.
Paid for and authorized by Friends for Chris Grisafi.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Donate your car today.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Do you read or watch TV in bed? If you're tired of shoving pillows behind your back, Mattress Warehouse has the solution. Adjustable bases starting at just $499. Times have changed. Shouldn't your bed. Visit sleephappens.com today. 625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Boy, we're watching this closely since the start of the commute with the heavy rain and the road spray. Be careful. Maryland 95, we have a jackknife tractor trailer, but we do have two lanes getting by. This is in the northbound direction before you get to the ICC, so stay to the right to get you on by. 270, a lot of heavy volume through Urbana down toward Clarksburg. In the Elk Ridge area, Howard County had a work truck that brought down a utility pole and wires, and they expect Route 1 to be closed through the rush hour. Northbound diverted at Route 100. Now, southbound, you cannot get to Route 100. Your last point to turn would be Troy Hill Road, so start planning accordingly, everyone, for your alternates there. DC, 295 coming southbound at Pennsylvania Avenue. That crash now to the shoulder. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet and windy for today. Have the umbrella handy. Our high around 70 degrees. The coastal flooding unconcerned, especially during high tide. We'll see precipitation wind down this evening. Partial clearing overnight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 65 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
The scenes from Berkeley this week on Sunday, just shocking on Sunday night as you're turning on your televisions and seeing all of these liberal protesters just running around beating down Trump supporters. They were anarchists blending in with a crowd of about 2,000 protesters. The Associated Press reported that there was a group of 100 hooded protesters with shields that were emblazoned with words like "no hate" and waving a flag identifying themselves as anarchists. They were busting through police lines. They were pepper spraying people. They were antagonizing cops. 13 people were arrested, some of them for violent crimes. As, again, more violence just hitting the streets of Berkeley. And you've got police officers attempting to respond to all of this around the country. Remember, I mean, we know that there's this march towards Washington that they're spending this week doing as well. I don't know. We haven't heard an update on that. We'll check in and see what happened with that group of civil disobedience heading from Charlottesville to D.C. 628 right now on WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice.
Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Coming up on WMAL, it's Sheriff Joe Arpaio. May not be gone. He may not be retiring at the age of 85, I believe it is. He may be coming back onto the public scene. Also, Whole Foods and Amazon have merged. Whole Foods starting to lower some of their prices. Yippee! 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump will visit storm-ravaged Texas today amid the first major natural disaster crisis of his presidency.
It is no stretch to figure that the cost of rebuilding what Harvey is still destroying will be well into the billions of dollars. At his news conference with the Finnish president, Mr. Trump promising Texans...
You're going to see very rapid action from Congress, certainly from the president, and you're going to get your funding. It's a terrible tragedy.
In recent years, though, deficit hawks on Capitol Hill have delayed funds as they seek some other area to cut to pay for the help from Uncle Sam. And Congress is off for another week. Bob Costantini, Washington.
A North Korean missile flew over Japan yesterday, a provocative move by Pyongyang that the Japanese Prime Minister calls a most serious and grave threat.
This is North Korea demonstrating its fury over the ongoing joint military drills between the U.S. and South Korea, but doing it in a way that North Korea strategically believes will not lead to perhaps a strong military or other response from the United States and its allies, China and Russia.
Correspondent Will Ripley. American University has kicked out 18 students and put a 19th on probation for their involvement in an underground student group known as Epsilon Iota, a group which AU officials say has engaged in a pattern of student conduct code violations. In Fairfax County today, a special election to fill a vacancy on the school board. Four candidates are on the ballot to fill the term of Jeanette Huff, who resigned earlier this year from the school board. 21 states are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to hear arguments against Maryland's gun restrictions. A Maryland statute prohibits the sale and possession of certain semi-automatic rifles and large-capacity magazines. West Virginia is among the state that allows them. That state's attorney general says banning certain types of firearms steps on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,808, the NASDAQ at 6,283. Sports, sponsored by Business Roundtable. Max Scherzer allows just one run while striking out 10 as the Nats beat Miami. The O's beat Seattle. WNBA, the Mystics are home tonight to take on Connecticut. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
America has one of the highest tax rates in the world. Companies and good-paying jobs are disappearing. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock it's time for real tax reform by texting VA Jobs to 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Chris Plant here. We're just a few weeks away from the Media Research Center's annual gala, and there are only a few tickets left. Go to mrc.org/gala to get yours now. Guests include yours truly, Brigitte Gabrielle, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Meadows, Joe Piscopo, Cal Thomas, and many others. Join us on September 21st for a great night of fun at the expense of the liberal media. Get your tickets before they run out at mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on Interstate 95, an unusual northbound delay. So if you're leaving the Beltway going north on 95, we have a jackknife tractor trailer before you get to the ICC exit. Stay to the right. Two right lanes are getting by. Now southbound at the scene, no problems. So northbound, you might want to try the BW Parkway. That could save some time. Heading out of White Oak on 29. On to Route 1 in Elkridge, Howard County. They've been working with an incident, brought down some wires, and shut down is Route 1 each direction, right near Route 100. Northbound diverted at 100. Southbound, you can't quite get to 100. You're diverted at Troy Hill Road, so plan accordingly. They do expect, again, this to be closed through the rush hour. Let's go DC, 295 southbound. Heavy delays as you get down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. DDOT crews tell me they have the crash on the shoulder. Inbound New York Avenue before the light at Bladensburg Road, dealing with an incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cloudy, wet, gusty day as an area of low pressure just offshore that may or may not become a tropical storm is bringing that rain our way. Watch out for some minor coastal flooding as well. Our high around 70. We'll see precipitation break up later on tonight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Arlington, 60 in Rockville, 65 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 637 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. 7:15 this morning, we'll be joined by Michael Auslan from Hoover, who's going to tell us all about that North Korean missile that flew over Japan. Seeing news reports this morning that South Korea has responded. A bunch of bombs hitting just south of the border in their own country. Oh, my goodness. A lot of craziness going on. Dan Bongino joins us at 7:35. Going to break down a whole bunch of things, including the fact that the President of the United States is up-armoring our cops again. 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz will join us from the Fairfax County School Board as they deal with an election today. And then at 8:35, we'll be joined by Roy Spencer, who's a climatologist. He's going to take on all these claims that the climate is directly connected to Hurricane Harvey. 6:38 now on WMAL. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. President Trump yesterday was at a press conference.
Oh, yeah.
And Fox's John Roberts brought up President Trump pardoning Joe Arpaio, and a lot of people are very upset about this. And he brought up the timing of it, because there's a lot of allegations going around. You know, President Trump pardoned him because he knew that the hurricane was coming. He knew it was going to be an awful hurricane, so he could hide the pardon of Joe Arpaio
under the veil of a storm.
Yes, of a devastating killer hurricane. So here's that exchange.
In the middle of Hurricane Harvey hitting on Friday night, you chose to pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I wonder if you could tell us what was behind your thinking for issuing a pardon for the sheriff. And as well, what do you say to your critics, even some in your own party, who say it was the wrong thing to do?
Well, a lot of people think it was the right thing to do, John. And actually, in the middle of a hurricane, even though it was a Friday evening, I assumed the ratings would be far higher than they would be normally. You know, the hurricane was just starting. And I put it out that I had pardoned, as we say, Sheriff Joe. He's done a great job for the people of Arizona.
The ratings.
I love that.
I just knew we'd have a great lead-in. The lead-in would be excellent, so therefore the ratings for my announcement would be even bigger.
Phenomenal.
I mean, like, this is why Trump needs to do all of his own press conferences, because he just, like, turned the whole theory on its head. Because every journalist I know, even I was thinking, I was like, you know, gosh, this guy announcing Arpaio on the Friday, heading into a hurricane, I thought it was, like, kind of genius in the sense that if he was going to do it ever, that would be a good time because nobody would have a chance to really focus on it. He'd get away with doing it. There wouldn't be that much criticism because everybody else's attention is drawn to the hurricane. Instead, Trump made it seem like he wanted more attention on it.
It was brilliant.
Like, it was perfect. The ratings were huge. Everyone was watching. So I figured now's the time.
It's absolutely perfect. And you're right. He should do more of his own pressers because that was fantastic. That was just so Trumpian. He went on to extol Sheriff Joe's many attributes.
Sheriff Joe is a great veteran of the military, great law enforcement person, somebody that's won many, many elections in the state of Arizona.
And it's true, Sheriff Joe has a long history of public service. And, President Trump likes Sheriff Joe. He really, truly does. I love this part, though. This was one of my favorites where, and because this comes up in so many, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know for me, with my liberal friends who went off on this whole Sheriff Joe pardon thing, I'm like, well, look at the people that past presidents have pardoned. Sheriff Joe was charged with a misdemeanor. That's what he was charged with, a misdemeanor. He wasn't charged with gunning down small children or anything terrible or horrible, a misdemeanor. And President Trump hit it.
President Obama commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who leaked countless sensitive and classified documents to WikiLeaks, perhaps, and others. But horrible, horrible thing that he did, commuted the sentence, and perhaps pardoned. President Obama commuted the sentence of Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was charged as part of a violent independence group from Puerto Rico, responsible for 28 Chicago area bombings and many deaths in the 1970s and 1980s. Sheriff Joe is a patriot. Sheriff Joe loves our country. Sheriff Joe protected our borders. And Sheriff Joe was very unfairly treated by the Obama administration, especially right before an election that he would have won.
Yeah, in other words, some perspective. Like, put this in context, would you? Like, what are we talking about here? I've said, you know, that these guys, when you use the power of the pardon, by its very definition, you are freeing someone of the consequences of the justice system. That's what happens when you pardon or commute. You are literally getting rid of the consequences of the justice system. So as a result, if President Trump had pardoned anybody, he would have been criticized, because he would have been seen as violating being the law and order president. That's the criticism he's received.
Yeah. And he noted that Sheriff Joe, all these charges hit just before the election where he was running for re-election, and he lost. Well, Sheriff Joe may not be out of it. There is talk now. He spoke with the Washington Examiner. He says a lot of people around the state are asking him to challenge Jeff Flake. He said, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but all I'm saying is the door is open and we'll see what happens. I've got support. I know what support I have.
Based on the way Flake's polling's going in the state, he might have a shot.
He absolutely might. 6:43 on WMAL.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play, and do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, very busy. Mary is expected with the rain this morning. So plan for this. 29, Virginia. Northbound 29, Lee Highway. As you come up to Waples Mill Road, it says Waples Mill on one side, Shirley Gate Road on the other. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. They've temporarily stopped the northbound side of 29. So if you're trying to eventually get up to Fairfax Boulevard, you're stalled quite a bit. On 66, through Manassas and Centerville, slow. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks on the brakes. Getting better through Falls Church. Earlier incident inside the Beltway. That's been cleared, so pace is definitely improving there. 395 leaving Landmark across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Very slow this morning. DC crews say they had a minor fender bender near the Case Bridge, but that's moved along, and they're still monitoring that area for heavy delays. Inbound New York Avenue before you get to Bladensburg Road, trying to clear that crash to the shoulder. And hang on, Maryland 95 with an unusual backup, a jackknife tractor trailer slowing the commute 95 northbound before you get to the ICC. Two right lanes get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flooding and possibility at high tide. We're going to be wet with periods of rain all day, a gusty day as well. High around 70. Precipitation winding down later on this evening, clearing out overnight. Slight chance of shower, low 62. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation, capital, 65 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL. If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of August, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
That's what I love about the grocery store.
I'm pretty sure this is the only song ever written about grocery stores.
What about bananas? B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, that's so big. B, bananas. Or you get the Minions singing bananas.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, I guess if you live in a Volkswagen for a while, you write songs about the supermarket when you finally have money. Amazon closed their deal to buy Whole Foods yesterday, $13.7 billion, and upon doing so, they immediately lowered prices on their grocery items, which makes me wonder how much was Whole Foods making on their groceries? Because I've been in that store. I just go in and look around just to see how the other half lives, mm-hmm. and then I walk to my local, cut rate food store where I buy my food, because I don't need for my bananas and my oranges to be perfect or my apples to be pretty.
This is like you window shopping like in Fifth Avenue or something.
Exactly. I just just walk by.
You just like look at everything? Mm-hmm.
Look at all the things that I can't afford. Yeah. So what they're going, they immediately cut prices by as much as 43% on some items, mostly products like vegetables and fruits and things like that. Bananas went from 79 cents a pound to 49 cents a pound. 79 cents a pound is outrageous. Outrageous. Wait. I don't care how those bananas were produced. 79 cents a pound is insane.
So you have some perspective on what it's supposed to be, right?
Right.
We've been talking about this off air. You have like an encyclopedic knowledge. Mary's like the Google of comparison shopping for bananas.
I know. Just for things that I buy, I know how much I can get them for. So 79 cents a pound at Whole Paycheck versus 47 cents a pound at like your regular grocery store. Mm-hmm. And between 43 and 45 cents a pound at the Aldi.
Yeah, okay. So you've got... So there's a range of prices, but they're mostly in the 40s.
Right.
And Whole Foods was like way above and
it was almost 80
over the
cents.
Top.
It was almost double the price. Almost double, which
gotcha.
Is insanity.
See, at least you pay attention to the prices. I approach the grocery store with a list of items, and my job is to put check marks next to those items. It's not to assess the prices of the food. And, of course, I always get in trouble for that. My wife, at the end, I bring home the receipt, and my wife looks at it, and she'll tell me, she'll be like, why did you spend all this money on all of this stuff? I should not let you go to the grocery store because, like, you don't even look at the prices. And I was like, yes, but look how many gas points we got from Giant.
Look how many gas
points. Isn't that
points
awesome?
We got. I know I spent this much, but look how much I saved in order. Look how much I saved when by spending all of that. So you're going to start to see the prices go down at Whole Foods. Certain products will be available through Amazon.com, Amazon Fresh, Prime Pantry, and Prime Now. And if you are a Prime member, you will be getting additional savings only for Amazon Prime. So you have to pay $100 in order to get extra savings on your groceries.
Well, what a pleasant new addition to Amazon's conquest of the entire planet.
You think it's a monopoly yet? Just curious. 650 on WMAL.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Explore our 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start September 11th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
6:53, let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. The futures are falling sharply. The Dow could drop by triple digits after another North Korean missile launch, this one over Japan. Trading is focused on the effects of Harvey in the absence of other market-moving news. But this morning, investors will get a new reading on housing when the Case-Shiller Home Price Index for June is released. It's expected prices held steady. Another economic report is expected to show a slight decline in consumer confidence this month. Consumers are not as upbeat about their income prospects as in July. President Trump goes to Texas today for updates on the devastating flooding from Harvey. Japan's finance minister comes here next week ahead of a second round of bilateral economic talks later this year. And the 11 countries committed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership are considering amendments to re-energize the stalled trade deal. John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 6:55 in the WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound out of Frederick and down toward 109. Heavy delays. Everyone being cautious in the rain here. Then through Germantown and Gaithersburg slow. In the local lane, southbound at Falls Road, reports of a crash. In Rockville on 355 going northbound, right as you come up and approach Montgomery College, northbound 355 right near Manakee Street for the crash. It involves an overturned. You get by one lane. This again is on the northbound side. Southbound, you can see all the activity. Also, northbound side of this commute, Interstate 95, it's a jackknife tractor trailer, Maryland, before you get to the ICC. Two right lanes get by, but giving us delays back to the Beltway. So you might want to plan ahead here. You could take Route 1 and then rejoin over near the ICC or even the BW Parkway. Virginia commuters in Fairfax, northbound 29 Lee Highway, you come up to Waples Mill Road still with the crash. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cloudy, wet, gusty day as an area of low pressure just offshore that may or may not become a tropical storm is bringing that rain our way. Watch out for some minor coastal flooding as well. Our high around 70. We'll see precipitation break up later on tonight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 65 degrees still at 6:57 on WMAL.
All right, Fairfax County has an election today. Did you know? Fairfax County School Board election today is people are going to be electing an at-large member of the county school board. So if you're interested in that race and you are a citizen of Fairfax County, go and vote. Four candidates are set to try and succeed Jeanette Huff, who resigned to join her husband on an overseas work assignment. This term will last until December 31st, 2019. There are some candidates here. I'll quickly run through them for you. As Karen Keyes-Gomara is 57. She's a lawyer and has been endorsed by the Fairfax County Democratic Committee, the Fairfax Education Association, and the Fairfax County Federation of Teachers. Chris Grisafi is 37 years old. He's a federal contractor who works on defense policy, and he has the backing of the Fairfax County Republican Committee. Michael Owens is 43. He's a former teacher and now the PTA president at Belvedere Elementary in Falls Church. And then there's Sandra Allen. She's 48. A PTA volunteer at James Madison High in Vienna, and all four are running. So you have four candidates running here, and if you're interested in voting that election, you should do it today because today's the last day to do it. And, you know, that school board has been divided on a number of issues, you know, everything from changing the name of Jeb Stuart High School to also including LGBT topics in their curriculum. And amending their non-discrimination policy to include things like transgender students and staff members, which has definitely drawn out some debate from the parents whose students have been affected by this. So, you know, if you're interested in the way your child is being educated in Fairfax County, a good place to start would be to actually vote in your school board elections and to assess, you know, what are the things that I'm interested in and what are these candidates interested in?
Historically, school board elections across the country have just pathetically low voter turnout. Well, I'm willing to bet there are a lot of people who don't even know that there's a school board election right now going on today, a special election in Fairfax County. And I know people who don't have children say, well, why should I vote? Well, you should, because this affects how your money is also being spent. You know, it takes a lot of money to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School. And these are decisions that are being made by these people. And the idea that they're still going to be discussing how they want to handle restroom assignments for transgendered students. And this is, you know, these are usually national issues that are now being, school boards all of a sudden aren't dealing with local things anymore, like sports schedules. Now it's where are the transgendered kids going to go to the bathroom?
Sticky issues.
So much.
If you care about them, vote. It's now here's what's coming up. All Mornings on the Mall.
And Elizabeth Schultz will be joining us at 8:05 to discuss this. Coming up at 7:15, Michael Oslin from the Hoover Institute to discuss North Korea.
And as liberals dress in black and vandalize everything, how are you reacting and how...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.